We have Joe. We talked about a double blessing while we were away. Jojo, Ed, Maggie and I. Just going to put some photographs up. I think if we can run the... just some various pictures from being in Africa. We really want to thank you for praying for us while we were away. We just felt the Lord's goodness and his protection with us. Lots of things to be encouraged about, lots of laughter. Lots of times we saw the Lord move. We used to get asked things like, were the two Joes sisters? would you call both your children Joe? You know, and lots of interesting places. But I just thought I'd ask, we also got offered cows for these two, would you believe? In Maasai, the Maasai offered 30, was it for the two of you?
Oh,
60 for the two, 30 each. But we would have done a discount on 50 for the pair. But we actually think we might have a new way of raising money for the Africa Fund. I'm going to work on this with the rest of the reference group while we're away. Anyway, do you want to share any few of your impressions? Or?
Do you want to say anything first? I was just trying to think about this when I was sat down. And every time everyone's asked me to... what's it been like? It's been so hard to explain because there were so many little things and we went to so many different places and in each place the experience was slightly different. So it's quite hard to capture it in a nutshell. But I think the things that impressed upon me most was like the simplicity of the faith of the people when we were in the churches and their openness and their willingness to hear different things and just... I kept going on the whole holiday about how welcomed I felt. Every place we went, I was like, oh, I just feel so welcome. Everyone's so nice. We just feel so welcomed. And there was just this great and amazing sense of hospitality and desire for us to come into their homes. And like on the last days that we were there, we went to a slum called Lua Lua in Nairobi. And it's one of the worst slums in the entirety of Africa, and we'd gone to this lady's home, and she was like, "I must give you sodas. You must all have sodas. Share sodas with us." And in my head, I was going, "Goodness me, that would have been so much for her to give." And she really didn't want to let us go without giving us something. It was just the extent of what people desired to give, but also I found it really good. Because to meet the people that were part of the Africa Fund and to actually make relationships with them and know who they were made it just make a lot more sense. And it helped me really understand a lot more about the microfinance and where the money that people give to the Africa Fund goes. And it just made it a much more real connection. It was incredible.
I don't know what to say. Well, one thing I really enjoyed was the excuse to eat really big breakfasts. And, the chapatis. Me and Joe really missed the food. Really missed the food. And I've been really skint since I got back, so I've just been eating, like, cheese and toast. So, can I go back to Africa?
We'll get them to send chapatis out to you, Joe. Okay.
We were at this lady's house in Kisumu, and we'd been asked to go and pray with her husband, who'd been bedridden for a year and a half, and he had been paralysed from the waist down, and he also had some trouble moving his arms. And we were there for quite some time, about an hour and a half, praying with him. And by the end of the evening, when we left, he could move his legs and move his arms, raise his arms up. Yeah. And we sat him in a chair and grip, and we sat him in a chair for the first time in a year and a half. And it was just incredible. And the wife... as Joe was saying, they're so generous, and like she'd like started preparing us food and stuff, afterwards just to say thank you. And it was just amazing. She had such faith in God, and like she had such faith in her husband and just wanted good to come of it. It was just incredible. It just really was. For all that it cost for us to go there and that we give them money, it just so much is taken back. I've just come back with such a amazing impression of their faith, and they're just amazing, amazing people.
Yeah, that was really special. It was so exciting to see God moving as we were praying. And I think working as a team, we saw something of the collective faith of the group, and God would show one person something and somebody else something else. And it really taught me more about what it is that, you know, scriptures talk about the working of miracles, and sometimes you have to progress through something. You know, the Lord wants to heal, but we have to actually be willing to work with him as he does that sometimes. It's just, you know, the Lord does things differently in different places, different times, but it's a case of us responding in faith. Just a funny story at the back of that, that lady, the wife, she was so generous, as Ed said, and that day she gave us all handkerchiefs as we were leaving, little handkerchiefs. But the next day she arrived at church with little packages wrapped for each one of us, which was really kind. And as we opened them, they were knickers and pants for each of us. A very thoughtful gift, that.
Yes, okay. I think that incident was one of the highlights for me. And again, not the knickers, the seeing the lame man move his legs.
This is what the whole holiday was like. We just
did. And really that how the Lord used each one of the team at different times. The team had something to pray in for that man, and just see how he progressed, you know, from stage to stage. And I really believe that, you know, that man will be walking soon, because I don't believe the Lord starts something without completing it. And it maybe needs that, maybe the next people who come through and pray for him will see that completion. But it was really exciting to be part of that. You know, I've never seen that before. You know, I believe God can do it, but to actually see him move was just amazing. The other thing that was a real highlight for me was going to Maasai village church. And these are Maasai. They're normally nomadic, but this group have decided to sort of stay put. And there's a village there. And when Dave went about 3 years ago, so there was about, 8, 10 people in church, something like that. And now there's 50-something people in the church, and that was really exciting. And the Lord had given us words to share. We'd been traveling down through Kenya to get into Tanzania, and we'd noticed that they've been doing roadworks, and they put loads and loads of stones across one piece of the road that they'd completed to stop traffic going on it. But so instead of cones that we would have, they just put these big rocks around the right across the road. So it was rows and rows and rows of big rocks. And the Lord really started to speak to me about what he wanted to do was remove the stones and prepare a highway for the people. And it was like there was a roadway that was prepared, but that Satan had come along and put roadblocks in the way. And we really found that all the churches that we went to, there'd been either some difficulties or strife amongst the churches or the leaders or whatever. And we really felt we were to remove some stones of unforgiveness that Satan had put in the way, so those churches could actually flow in the Holy Spirit. And so we ministered that in two churches in Arusha that had actually were either ends of a church disagreement. And it was really, we saw the pastors in the end, walking off together and chatting, and, really felt that the Lord had actually done some reconciliation in that place. And we, each place we went to, we prayed for healing. And then in this Messiah Church, we all prayed. Lots of people came forward, and I think everyone was healed that we prayed for. They gave testimony afterwards. And but one particular case was a man who had hearing problems from when he was very young, and his ears would fill up with pus. And therefore, it had actually marred his hearing. And we prayed, and a blew in his ear. And he gave testimony afterwards that as we blew in his ear, he just felt something cold trickle through his ear, and his ear just popped open. And that man wasn't a Christian, and the church led him to Jesus. And he gave testimony, given his life to the Lord. So that was amazing. Oh, right, the next... Oh, these are the people in this. This is the Messiah Church, and these are people coming forward for healing. It was just an amazing time, and that is the man who gave his life to the Lord. That's the man who'd had the ear problem. So, that's it was so encouraging.
Yeah. So thanks, guys. Just I think when we testify about healing, there's a grace. God gives a grace for that to happen again. You know, there's something about testimony that, you know, in the Old Testament they had the Ark. It was called, actually, the Ark of the Testimony, and also as well as the Ark of the Covenant. And there was something about God putting within that, saying, put within that the things that will be, you will remember what I have done. And it was just so that, if you like, his living presence would go with them, and they would remember that he is the same now as the things that he's done in the past, he would do again. And when we hear testimony of healing, there's a grace there for healing. I think that's why it's so good to give reports and accounts of what God is doing. And I just wanted to pause for a moment, because I feel there's a grace for that now, as we've just been sharing some testimony. We saw quite a lot of healing in different places in Africa. And I wonder if, Alan, could you just come back and just play for a moment? I just wonder here this morning, who's feeling under the weather, or not? Who's anybody feeling some pain? Because there's an opportunity here for us just to see the Holy Spirit bring healing and release. Just play something, yeah. Mm. If you've come this morning and you know that you've got pain, I just encourage you just to stand up, and I'm going to get people to round about just to pray with. If you've got a pain in your body, or if you've come with a soreness, I sense there was someone here this morning who'd got a problem at the side of their face. It was just like some sort of muscular thing or nerve thing, but it was just causing a problem on the side of their face. Don't know who that is. That's you there. Okay, good. Could you folk round about, just going to lay a hand on my friend there, okay, and just pray for him. Okay, there's also somebody, you've got a problem in your leg. You've been suffering with strained muscles or something on the side of your leg, but that's been causing you problem with walking this week. Who's that? Someone just... Okay, just can just gather and just lay a hand on and just pray with Fernando. Father... Okay, a throat issue. There's throat issues around. Someone's had a particular issue with their throat this week. If that's you, just put your hand up, or just stand up. Okay, just stand up, and just those around about, just start to lay a hand on. We can, you know, healing is something that God has restored to us as the church to do. He said, you know, when you go, heal the sick, cast out demons, you know, raise the dead. These were the things that he gave to his church to do. These are part of the gifts that he's given to his body. And in the past, you know, we've often heard about sort of big healing evangelists who do these sort of things. But this is a day, I think, when the Lord is wanting just his whole church to move out in these gifts. It's not about big names. It's about his whole church moving in the gifts and the empowering of the Spirit. And thank you, Lord. Someone's got some problem with their foot. It's to do with the arching of their foot. It's to do with it causes a problem when you run or when you're doing training. Who's got that problem? Something with arches to your feet. Okay, yeah. Just you folks just round about. Just kind of gather around. And there's been someone's had acute sinus problem in their side of their, there's been a real pain in the side of your nose, and that's been just something that's been an acute problem to you just of late. Perhaps it's a recurring thing. I think it's more than just now. It's been a recurring thing and nasal thing. Who's that? Okay, just a few folks just pray with Simon there. Yeah. Thank you. Now, don't look at these people. Just reach out to God. And you know, if you come in with something this morning, you just feel, oh, Lord, I just am fed up with this condition. I really want to see it healed. Just stand to your feet and then just let one or two folks around about you just lay a hand on you for healing, because we can all minister this. We can just, so if you're standing near someone or sitting near someone who's standing, just reach out a hand to them and just pray. Lord, come and release your healing. Come and restore, bring wholeness here. And just minister something of that wholeness that you have won for us on the cross. Thank you for the power of your blood, Lord. Thank you for what you have done. That is not only for our spiritual body, but it's for our physical body too. Thank you, Lord. Come, Lord, come and move. Come and move amongst us. Come and minister, Lord. Thank you, Father.
I just want to give testimony as an encouragement to you guys. A couple of years ago, I got a back injury, which has been giving me grief ever since. And I don't know whether it's completely better, but over the summer, I was doing some physio, and I got a lot of prayer over kind of a couple of months. I had my first basketball training session on Saturday, yesterday, and I've had no pain, which is really encouraging. So praise God, my back is certainly an awful lot better than it was. So yeah, praise God, and he can heal.
Excellent, excellent. If anybody else feels another word for healing, if anybody's got another word, just come and share. If you've got, the Lord gives anyone a word of knowledge. Yeah. Somebody's got some sore teeth. You've been troubled with soreness in your teeth, particularly on the right side lower jaw. Okay, that's just here, Rupert. Okay. Yeah. Somebody's lost a sense of taste in your tongue. You've lost a sense of taste buds. That can often be linked to a sense of smell, so it can be linked to that. But someone here's, you've struggled to have a sense of taste lately. Is that anybody? Just lift your hand or stand up if that's you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We just release your Holy Spirit, Lord, to just do that what you love to do, Lord, that of restoring and healing in our bodies and making new. Thank you, Lord, for that testimony that it is to the world round about, that we see your power at work and we experience you in our lives. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Come, Lord God. Come, Lord God. Thank you. Be released, Lord. Be released. Okay. Be good to hear feedback over the next little while from people who've been prayed with. It's always great to have testimony, and it builds faith. You know how faith builds upon faith, and when we hear of what God has been doing somewhere else, there's something in us that can rise and reach out and lay hold of that for ourselves too. And that's the great thing about sharing. Just put your hand up if you were prayed with and you knew that the Lord had touched you in some way as we were praying there. You know that he'd healed or he'd begun a work of healing in you. Just put your hand up if you are aware of that. Okay, look around. See, there's a number of hands being lifted up. See? There you are. God is good. Eh? Let's give the Lord a round of applause, okay? I was going to do a little bit of feedback on our time in Israel now, but I'm just aware that time is going on. And I think I'm probably just going to go on and just share a bit with you so that I can...